9443. John, what do you think about this? Hey, Robert had said before we went to break that, these marches aren't working, and we heard the same thing from Doug in Texas. Do you think it would work that we form a whole new political party?
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, if you go to, like, powderburns.org, you'll see where the CIA was actually orchestrating some of these riots on the campuses and whatnot. These kids weren't orchestrating their own thoughts. This was orchestrated for them. And so the riots were like, everything today is misrepresented. We have a situation to where they'll put in a false front of something, and they'll say they're fighting it, but it'll be the people in charge creating this false front. And again, same as the NAFTA, it was a 79% against. They even allow you to hear the number, and yet they still let it go in. They've got us dumbed down so badly with, like, aspartame and fluoride that we don't react. We just, like, oh, that's the way it is. It's too big. We've got laws. When they passed the Patriot Act bill without it even being in print, the Congress doesn't even read it. They have, it's just they're told what to do. And so we need to get back to the original Constitution, because first off, you're guilty if you're negligent of the law, but yet the law is so engrossed now that you've got to have a specialist of a lawyer to even represent one thing. We've got a judicial system that you can point a law directly, distinctly out and show where there's a crime, and if you're not part of the clique or the system to be of what they want, you just can't win. The lawyers eat up your money, they coerce lies, and so we have a complete corrupt justice system. Maybe something we've got to do as far as, like you say, get a petition going that we present to them, and we just don't back down to them. We'll put up a yellow tape as it's a crime scene here across the courthouses or whatever else, and we've got to make issue to where we don't back down. We don't accept. An example right now is, I forget the gentleman that was fighting the IRS. He proved there was no law. He took it to court. They obstructed justice by not letting him present information and everything else. And when it gets said and done, he's sitting in jail now. And nobody did anything. Nobody went to the judge's house and says, you know something? You're corrupt. We're going to take him out of jail and put you in jail. And now, again, this government is trying to create a civil war in this country. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're creating enough information and enough distress through so many different channels that it's hard to even see straight and know what the heck is going on. They've got the WTO troops in this country already, in the state force, in the Mexican border, in the Canadian border. They have the infrastructure sold out from under us, so we're all broke, and we all believe that the money is real critical, and if we lose it, we don't know what to do. And they have all of our troops out of the country and sick and ill, and again, compartmentalized to where you don't know which end is up. We have everybody screaming, as we hear across the radio waves, of the same problems. The courts are corrupt. This is that. This is that. And we can't do anything about it. Well, guess what? If we don't start doing something about it, it's like you say, they're saying pick up a rifle. Okay? As soon as you start doing some of those things, we're fighting among ourselves, divide and conquer. What I'm doing is I'm informing the troopers that the justice system has obstructed justice, and the guys that are going to come and arrest me, I'm showing them the information because I feel it works on their inner soul when they see that, hey, I've got to go create an SS troop raid on this guy because my boss says so, even though he shows me the other, and he shows me the system is being corrupt, and he shows me this and that, and what he talks about is correct. And when I have people going to meetings and they say they won't pick on me, but other ones will raise their hands, and when they get picked, they say, I want him to talk because he makes common sense. This is a direction that people want truth. They want things out there that are starting to correct, and they're getting tired of hearing the lies.
I got to stop you. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. We still got callers here. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Want to hear your opinion.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne live on RBN. Join me Monday through Friday on Truth Radio. We're here talking about what is this mess we're looking at. The mess is what is happening in this nation. We have people that, you know, are protesting. Will their words be heard yet? You know, will they really be heard? What is it that it will take for their words to be heard? Military men, too, they're upset, mad. From various wars going back because they have been mistreated. We're hearing what happens to them when they go in the hospital for your hospital treatment. These shots that they've been giving them for going overseas to fight these wars and make sure that they have protection for diseases are causing them all types of harm. There's all types of things going on with our military personnel. And don't for one moment think that these men and women are not in our same mindset. The thing is that some of them have been lied to so far, and they've been brainwashed into believing the lie that they're doing good measure. Other ones have come out and they've figured out what's going on and about the corruption and the money laundering and racketeering and use of the army for things that they're not supposed to be used for. And they are mad going back several levels of war. They want recognition. They want the investigation, full investigation, why this government doesn't even want to get their missing men in action back in this country. This is what I'm, you know, I have two events coming to Chicago, one on May 5th and 6th. We're going to march here. It's going to be a protest march in regards to bringing back POWs from various wars that's still out there. There is being rumored 20,000 at least out there. And this one that I'm putting together, in fact, both, one is in regards to cleaning up the corruption in the government itself and the judicial system. Both of them will end up with the participants of these marches signing petitions. We want 1 million people there, 1 million signatures. And at the end, I'm asking for special prosecutors to investigate these things. That's how you work it. A march, and there's no end. There's nothing happens but another march. We need to figure out a productive way to making all these millions of people marching be heard, not just seen by a few.
Okay, what we begin
next day.
What we've got to do is we've got to turn it around just like they've turned it around on us. They control our local town politicians. As you're starting to go to your local town meetings, everybody needs to start participating in their local law procedures of process. You need to go to your school boards. Why is it triple the price of schooling now, and yet our children are about half as smart as they used to be? Why aren't we at our town board meetings or our school board meetings screaming, demanding results?
And indeed, when you go there, which I've gone, there's a sprinkling of people there, and that's where you hear things. And you find out that the money that you're being supportive into the school system is going into the general fund. In fact, a lot of this money is going into the general fund, and that's why a lot of things are not really happening. Now, we got a caller, Lester in Georgia. Lester, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Lester. How are you doing? Welcome to my show.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? I've been listening to you for the past couple of weeks. I just came on board down in Augusta, Georgia.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I've been listening to the program. I listened to some of the callers, and I have to agree with them. I don't think Margin going to do much good unless we can get a lot of people, you know, majority of people come on board, and, you know, especially what we need is to get some good media coverage. And that's what we're lacking when we get these protests and stuff. You know, we can't get the media to come out and support, you know, the people. They hide behind the cover, you know. And I was just sitting there watching 11 o'clock news in Augusta. They did show them on there briefly, you know, on the local station here, you know, protesting up that day, which is a good thing. And that's what we need to start doing, get more media coverage, you know, because there's a lot going on. And you know, right now, as far as, you know, I heard y'all speak about the Constitution. I don't think the Constitution is worth the paper it's written on, because, first of all, this country was founded as a republic, you know, but somehow or another they slipped this democracy in on top of us. And the way I understand they did it, you know, they all organized two United States here, you know, which United States is Washington, D.C., which is a federal region, you know, and then you got to fit the sovereign state. And until we can get out of this this federal zone or this federal region, it ain't going to ever change.
Well, you know what? A lot of what you're saying is very much true. And see, like, the main thing what you said here is one of the reasons why, again, this 1960 marches worked was because they had media coverage. It was not nonstop media. Huntley and Brinkley were there when the riots happened in Chicago. They were on there 24/7. Walter Cronkite was fired at one point because he had come forth and said some statements about Richard Daley, the father, in the conference that they had here and the protest rallies. And the thing was, the media was more open to cover. But the thing is, right now, the media has turned into a whole monopoly of money to pay to play. You have to have big, huge amounts of money. You have to have clout. You have to have, you know, power. And they're not going to let you on for a long length of time because, again, you break away their commercial supporters by talking the way that we're talking. So that's why in the, you know, media has moved into the realm that's moved. This is where people are hearing what is actually going on. I mean, if you actually heard what, when the Hispanic population were marching, they said it was hundreds of thousands. It was a million people that hit the streets. So, you know, the thing is that there's been a million people hitting the streets in a lot of these marches. You don't hear about it.
But that is it.
But the whole thing is, if there is not a situation where those million people, after at the end of the march or rally, do something, the march is just something you see. And it goes away the next couple of days.
Right, and until you're absolutely right. And I think another thing, too, is just like your guest said, you know, I mean, when they were speaking about the two-party system, until we get this, get rid of the two-party system, you know, and get some other people on board, you know, what we need to do is just say no. We you know, we tired of this Democrat-Republican thing, which we know that both parties are working for the same cause. Ain't no different. They just got the American people fooled, you know. And,
indeed. And it's just like this thing with this Bin Laden, a monster crap. I'm sorry, I had to put it out there. Versus Bin Laden, some guy is, you know, somewhere, way out somewhere in the Middle East, is supposed to have been able to mastermind and control by number everything to add up to 9/11. And then he has this mystical power to be able to come in, take over planes, take over our military complex and everything. With I think he had like a couple of $1 million. But, I mean, the amount of money and amount of time and everything that would have been needed to do pull that off, he wasn't the man that did that. And now all of a sudden they're going to put it in the press to make it confound the fact that they're trying to think the American people are stupid. They're going to pull this other guy out that was like a third guy down in Bin Laden's camp and say, that's the guy. He's the one that masterminded 9/11. He said so. After he had been tortured and who knows what in this Bay Area of Cuba, he's going to come out and make this report, make national headlines. And you know, and I know, it's all fallacy, misnomer, trying to cover up.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, the Bible speaks of, you know, spiritual wickedness in high places, you know, and the way I see it, too, also, you know, we got a shadow government working behind the scenes, you know, Washington, D.C., really, if you want to know the truth about it, ain't that, those guys up there in Congress and Senate ain't never just puppets on the string to tell you the truth about it, you know. So, which everybody knows this. So, you know, until we get to the higher source, you know, it's going to be kind of hard to deal with this situation. You know, we might be able to slow it down a little bit through marching and protest. I'm sure we can do that, you know, we get enough people to come out and get the media coverage, you know. That would probably slow it down, like it's been doing, you know. But time to march and protest.
But if the media doesn't cover it, again, if you have a million people and they're on a petition and they're asking for a special prosecutor to investigate this, that, and the other, then a million signatures is enough to get the media to report, and a million signatures is enough to get the government to react. Otherwise, just marching has no play, because it's not covered the right way. It's not covered the way that you would think. It's on for a few seconds, and it's gone. And then you hear nothing else about it.
Absolutely. And another thing, too, I see, you know, that based on my research here, but, you know, back in 1913 when the Woodrow Wilson signed that Federal Reserve Act, what really destroyed this country, you know, when they turned it over to the international bankers. And then in 1933, Roosevelt declared this country bankrupt. And it actually, if you don't want to know the truth about it, I think it's been under martial law since then. You know, he declared a state of emergency. And when that happened, it turned the system, our court system, up under what they call admiralty jurisdiction.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're not getting any justice in the court system anymore, because we're on what they call military court or military-style court, admiralty jurisdiction, you see.
And just like the military personnel, you know, VERPA is one of the laws that they have. And once you sign off in the military, you have no rights. You have absolutely no rights. It's no different than looking at, you know, like a Discovery Channel and watching people in ancient Rome going off to battle. It's just like we're, you know, Spartacus, the gladiators. I mean, those guys don't have no rights. I mean, they have no rights over their body. They have no rights over their, you know, what their income is when they come back or getting jobs. They have no rights over nothing. They have basically given up every right. And then as far as once they get over there and something happens, this government does not attempt to try to get them to come back. Thank you very much, caller, for calling in. We're going to be with our next caller when we come back from this break. Thank you, Lester. And thank you, Robert and Doug. And we'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hey, we're back. This is Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Also, you can call me directly if you have a comment or something you want investigated. It's 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. And we got another caller, Mike, in Massachusetts. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call, and I really enjoy listening to your show. You seem like a really nice person that is really interested in what people have to say, and you just really are very patient with people and really give them a chance, and thank you very much for letting me talk. I hear a lot of good things this evening, a lot of well-informed people, especially the last guy. He really knows what's going on, and the other callers as well. They really are in touch and really in tune with what's, you know, what a lot of our problems are. I wish we could have 200,000 people march on the Capitol armed with assault rifles. I wouldn't necessarily want them to fire them, but that would send a big message. Some people say, you know, the three ways to influence government, the jury box, the ballot box, and the cartridge box. And some people think the first two are exhausted. I'm not sure. I did go to the Pentagon rally today.
Oh, great. Thank you. Hey, tell me, what did you see? What happened?
Well, our group is www.dc911truth.org. Feel free, folks can check out our website. That's www.dc911truth.org. And it was kind of an interesting rally. I went to the previous one in January, and the last time I went to an anti-war rally was in 1969 when I was in high school and I protested the war in Vietnam. So it's been a long time since I've been an activist in this kind of thing. I'm not sure exactly what to do. You know, I feel, you know, I don't know how much good that does the rally.
But you know what? I'm going to say this to you, and I really admire you for doing that. I wanted to go myself, and because of illness, I am not able to do certain things, but I'm working on it, and the one thing I will say, more of us that show up, even though we don't have media coverage, the more it is empowering to the people that come to those rallies, that there are other people feeling the same way as they do, that there is something wrong here with this mess.
Sure.
So that's one good measure. The second thing is that the encouragement of being with others, you know, in the same thought process, brings to light a way and means to, you know, move in a direction to try to create change. So to march isn't a bad thing. Now, it's, you and another caller that called in earlier, Doug in Texas, he was stating that we need to do an armed rally. But as John has said here, if we ever come out with arms, they're going to use that as a measure to put in martial law. They are waiting for us to do anything at this point in order to establish a situation of making more controls and establish more government liens on us. That's so they have slaves. It's not like we're a population of citizens anymore because we don't have the ability of citizens. They have taken the citizens, the word citizen, and has made it into a word of slavery. We work, we get a few dollars. Every bit of our dollars goes to paying for them, paying for whatever that their causes are and what they need. They will not listen to us because they feel that they don't need to, because we've provided them a venue that they get paid. And then as a public servant, that's what they are, public servants. They feel that since they're in this, like, they are now kind of like mob bosses. They come in and bring their own people in. They filtrate the system with, you know, all types of garbage, misuse money and spend like, you know, pigs. You know, I'm just being obvious of what, you know, observant to what I've seen being working in the government. And the thing is that it needs to stop, and the only way it can is once people become enlightened. I think you have, and the other callers have, are enlightened. But again, like I said, to take it to one further step, we need those petitions signed by the marchers, and we need to ask the government and say to the government, okay, no more of this. If you continue, you're out of a job. We're going to get you out, and we're going to make a special election and make sure that we vote you out because you're not representing us as, you know, people. It's just like John was saying earlier. The more people that go to these meetings at the school boards, you go to the meetings in your town and village, the more of us standing and watching them in these meetings, and we get up and speak at the podium and stuff and make our announcement, these people will then kind of back down. Because as long as they know they don't have numbers in opposing them, they will continue to do what they do.
Sure. Well, I think what you, you know, said was well said, because I agree with you. I wasn't necessarily there for the politicians, because I think most of them could care less and are going to ignore it. I was there basically for the other people, to network with other people network with other 9/11 truth groups, and just kind of like a consciousness raising thing, or as a mutual support kind of thing, to show that, you know, that you aren't alone. And it's just kind of funny because I did give an interview with the Arab News Network.
Ooh.
And I don't know how wide an audience that's going to reach, but I gave a plug for 9/11 Truth, and I basically told the interviewer, a really nice lady, Arab lady, I assume, a very attractive lady, but I told her, I says, 90% plus or maybe more of all worldwide terrorism is committed by the British MI5, MI6, the CIA, the FBI, Mossad, and FSB. And I said, this is being done to enslave the Arab people, the war in Iraq, for the New World Order. And as a camper on it, I made the Diablo sign with my hand. I said, when you see George Bush do this, it means that he's a Satanist and he worships the devil and he's not a Christian. And I said, I'm a Christian conservative and I do not support this war. So, I mean, you know, I think that there's a lot of things we could do. I think the other gentleman mentioned praying. I think that's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And signing petitions, those are good. But I think, you know, I started out as a 9/11 truther, but now I see I'm fighting the New World Order. And 9/11 truth is just one aspect of it. And I'm not going to let go of that completely, but I think there's a lot of things we can do. Like, don't get in debt. You know, don't pay your income tax. Because I'm gonna research that and maybe give up my social security number. So there's lots of things we can do.
Well, if you could hold, we're going to break. I want to talk to you about that when we return. John, hang on there for a second. I want your comment. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Well, we're back on RBN, the Dan Brody Show, live on RBN, that is, and we're also live on Monday through Friday on Truth Radio. And we have callers here, and we have a caller that we were still talking to just before this break. I wanted to, this is Mike. John, I want to ask your opinion, John. What do you feel about these callers calling in? They're saying that, they're feeling that the marches aren't really, that effective right now.
Well, I got about three comments. Number one, the comment about the, as Mr. Bush called it, the GD piece of paper of the Constitution. Number one, there's some spiritual things, such as George Washington was told to not be shot at by the British and the Indians helping the British, to the fact that he was spiritually in tune, and there were 60 shots through his vest that never touched him that battle. A lot of the gentlemen that fought in the Revolutionary War were not successful as far as their families and their fame and their monies were all lost. A lot of them were killed. Their families were killed. They lost their entire money base of whatever. They lost their health to some extent. I mean, there's quite a history if you look at it and read it. The Constitution is a very well-documented piece of paper, and anybody can twist anything out of proportion. Now, if you think you can draft something else that is going to be any more enlightening than that piece of paper, then have at it. But until you have something different, and until you have something better to work with, it's what we have to work with. It's what we have to stand by. And as far as like the 1913 issue of the Federal Reserve, that was illegal. We allowed it. And so let's not allow it. Let's start standing our ground. When you started saying that when the military boys have to sign the paper to give up their rights, they do not give up their right. There's laws that are in the military that they're not supposed to create terrorism. They're not supposed to violate certain things. They do have some rights. You don't put a wall in their mind to say they have no rights. That is a wall in our mind that is wrong. Until we stand for ourselves.
Well, the only thing on that, John, is this. With VESPA, and this is what the military men have complained about and have been on the air and gone through. Again, indeed, like you said, when they come over to go overseas, when they fight in the war, there's certain things that they have to do by law, but they have signed off their right by VESPA. And there have been many of them going back to numerous wars that have been trying to fight that act. And they get nowhere because they're in marinary court, not under the rules of the regular common law. They have to go to, the law, military law. And based on that, they have no standing. And there's people that have been up close to being executed for crimes that they, had said that, they basically came forth and gave information of what they saw that was illegal. They happened overseas. And even the woman that was involved with this alleged torture, she was acting on whatever her superiors were telling her. I would put that to about 80% of what she was doing. And she, she ended up, being prosecuted, but she had, what rights did she have? Now, I want to go back over to Mike real quick over here. Mike, I want to ask you a question. This march that you saw, how many people showed up, would you say, today?
Gee, it's so hard to say.
Did it look like a lot of people or just a few, or what did you see?
I would say it was probably in the tens of thousands. And there was also a fairly significant counter-protest from the veterans. And when I walked by with my 9/11 was an inside job poster, I got a lot of flack from those guys. And like the veterans and the biker people or whatever that were there, they didn't purport themselves well because they were very crude, very insulting to the people, very bombastic. They were swearing at the protesters. And there must have been some major provocateurs amongst them stirring them up.
What happened? This is what I heard from them. I did hear from them, by the way. There was supposed to have been 20,000 of them there because of the fact they were getting word out that people from 9/11, your group, and various other ones were coming there to dismantle and to deface the monuments there for the military men from the various wars. So they came there to protect what they felt was going to happen as more or less an attack on them and what they've done in fighting in these battles. So, you know, somebody put that word out and caused them to react that way. And this is similar to what happens in, you know, Palestine, with the Palestinians fighting with the Jews. Somebody comes out, throws a couple rocks out, runs behind a pile, and watches both sides fight, but it's actually somebody else. So, you know, this is the type of thing. Now, the military men have this exactly the same type of gripe is the people that want the men returned from Iraq. They are mad about the fact that they have not, they've been discredited. They've been mad that they have no situation of health care. They're mad about the treatment of these, how they're treated after the war. They're mad about the POWs still missing overseas. This government hasn't gone back and tried to get. So they have exactly the same complaints, but the thing is, they're separate because they feel that right now they're under attack from the peace people, and the thing is that if both groups got together, you know how much power that is. They have the military, ex-military people, and the people that want the people returned from Iraq to get together, and all of them sign a petition saying we want to end the war today. And we want to find out where our men are, and we want all of them returned from not only this war, but the ones going back several generations. You know how much impact that would have on this government?
Sure, yeah, I know. It would have a huge impact. And I just wish that the people would just refuse to fight in this ridiculous war. And there's a quote from somewhere, and I'm not sure who made it, and the quote goes something to the effect of, sometimes it's easier to die than to think. And sometimes it's just easier just to follow the dictates of the government and go off to fight some insane, ridiculous war for Israel, for Halliburton, for the global corporate fascists, for the New World Order, the international banksters, take your pick. Sometimes it's easier to do that than to just say no and face the consequences and the slings and arrows and just you know, investigate yourself, you know. And you know, like I say, if people wouldn't go in debt to finance the bankers, if you don't wouldn't pay your illegal income tax. I went to a town hall meeting for local congressman Van Hollen. I handed out 40 issues about the North American Union, and it's put out by the John Birch Society. Mm-hmm. And you may agree or disagree with the John Birch Society. They do a lot of good things, but the issue was totally devoted to the North American Union. So I handed out 40 copies about the North American Union there, and I asked the congressman to stand about the North American Union, and I even handed out about 20 or 30 copies of Terror Storm and Loose Change there as well. I was wearing my 9/11 T-shirt. So, you know, with the 9/11, with the New Freedom Initiative, where they want to drug our children, with the Codex Almentarius, they want to make us sick, the whole police state thing, you know. I'm basically fighting the New World Order. I'm hoping that we can avoid three things, either a civil war, a violent revolution, or a police state. Those are three things I'm hoping that we can avoid by getting the word out and raising people's consciousness and bugging the politicians and doing whatever we can do, you know. And I'm open to any suggestions. I'm all ears.
Well, Well, thank you very much for, you know, calling. And again, if there is anything you can, you know, suggest, give me a call, 630-812-0171. 630-812-0171, because I talk to my listeners are very important to me, and I listen to what they have to say in their opinion. And my my approach to me is a lot different than most. I think that, you know, everybody that has called in on my broadcast since I've been on, you know, have very valid points. And I think all of that needs to be in consideration to what we need to do as the next step. We need also to have more media, as one of the other callers said, because this ineffective media that we have currently is the device to destroy every consciousness of what we need to do to make this United States united again. So I thank you for calling in, and I have another caller. Eddie, are you there from Georgia?
Hello. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Eddie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
Fine, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, well, I listen to you all the time. I don't like to call in that often, but I listen to you all the time. Anyway, I called in because everybody feels frustrated because everybody knows everything and nothing's being done about it, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, did any of you people ever wonder why?
No. What do you feel it is?
Okay. If you sat back and you planned a battle strategy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would plan different plans for everything unexpected that would come up that would blow your cover. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. But unfortunately, most people are not thinking about, hey, why aren't they saying anything about this? Why are they just ignoring it? Because now it becomes a diversionary tactic instead of a main tactic in a battle. So while you're all pondering why nothing is being done, and yet you're still talking about why nothing is being done, there has to be a reason why they're not saying anything and why they're not trying to stop you. That's because they're going ahead with their contingency plans. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, now, as far as I'm concerned, these are the questions that should be put forward on the radio to get the people thinking and wondering, okay? Number one, why are they still building more civilian detention camps in the country? Number two, at the same time, why are they emptying out federal prisons quietly and putting those prisoners into civilian detention camps?
Hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Now, you figure out an answer for it, because I already did. That doesn't matter. Now, the next part of the plan is this. Why? Why are the people worrying about what's going on because they're not being heard, instead of saying, what are they up to that we're not thinking about?
That's a very valid point. Again, every time you think of something or something hits the news, it's something that's old. They already have, implemented that, and they were working on something far worse that you would never even believe that they would do. So while we're sitting here watching and complaining and working on this one thing, yeah, again, like you said, they have a contingency plan on the back end that will take care of whatever we are thinking that they're, doing currently. They usually have, like, plans going 20 years, going back 20 years, So whatever we're working on right now, they're 20 years in the future on the next plot. So what do you think that they're doing right now from what you see, Eddie? What do you think?
Well, they're letting everything go on because what they're doing in the meantime is what I just said. They're building more civilian detention camps, and they're emptying out federal prisons quietly, because when everything goes down, they're going to be all ready for us.
And that goes back to what John was saying, and he's been saying all along, if we do anything of a violent nature, this is exactly when they are going to be able to introduce martial law.
No. Excuse me. I don't want to butt in. We're not going to do anything of vile nature. Something is going to happen in this country. We're going to be attacked. And this is what I feel anyway, okay?
Okay.
Everybody's worrying about Iran being attacked. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. What happens if we're attacked and they blame Iran? That gives them the excuse to go into Iran, Lebanon, and Syria at the same time, put us away.
But what do you mean? American troops will put us away? Or who?
Wait a minute. American troops aren't going to put us away. There's no American troops around. They're taking them all out of the country. Who do you think is around here?
Huh? Well, John, do you want to make a comment here?
Well, he's absolutely right. It's either going to be where we start a civil war within ourselves, fighting among ourselves, or they'll create a catastrophe where they say, oh, we got this because of this, and now we got to do this, and we don't have food enough, or we don't have energy enough. But it's all orchestrated and created. And as I point out before, everybody has something they can do, no matter if you're in the medical, no matter if you're in the, say, fuel distribution, no matter if you're in the mechanics, or wherever you are, you must have an idea of what somebody might be doing in your, as they've compartmentalized us to keep us in the dark and not be effective. We can be effective because we are compartmentalized to start maybe doing something we know to change it so we stop or correct what they've done to misalign us. If an example, if the power system goes down, we have people that say, okay, I know what that is. I can correct it so it isn't down. Someone over here, and then tell on them, hey, they put this down over here, and this shouldn't have happened. This was a mechanical failure. It's like with Enron. We had a Rhodes Scholar come to Colgate College in here in New York, and he was professing why they had all the darkouts, and he was part of the Southwest auditing system, but he never mentioned that Enron orchestrated the shutdowns. And so after he got all done with his presentation, I raised my hand up and I say, hey, you're an auditor and you never mentioned Enron had orchestration. He says, I'm glad you asked that question. He's a real sly talker. I said, I'll bet you are. And then he admits that Enron did a lot of these things. Well, I said they constructively, it's just like we had a train wreck up in this area. They want to eliminate one of the trains. They had a train wreck. They want to blame it on bad roads and bad trains. Wait a minute. It's orchestrated.
Well,
I hear the music.
Stop right now, and we're going to a break, and we'll be right back. Eddie, please stay on, and we will return on the D.M. Brolic Show Live.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the mark of the beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RVMLive.com, and join me during the week, Truth Radio, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Callers to this broadcast is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It's great hearing from my callers. I love this exchange. A lot of times, most of the times, I have guests on, but I'd like to hear from you because, see, the pulse of the world is actually you. You're the one that makes this world tick. We're the ones that are supposed to work unified together to make this country the best in the nation. But the thing is, it's drifted over to a handful of just a few people. A few people that have devised methods through clout and power, through their people and buddies and industrial nations and whatever, to basically control everything that we think and have is dear to us. And one of them is, you know, the things that Eddie is talking about right now, our basic freedom and our basic right. I mean, we're sitting here watching Iran, like he's saying. We're watching Iraq. We're watching everything they put on TV. You know, by the time you're looking at it, they got something else in their mind that they're doing. And like he said, this thing about the emptying up out of the prison and the situation of building new privatized prisons, and they are privatized, by the way, who's going to load up those prisons? And again, if they attack us, do we have a military here? Eddie, what would happen if they did attack?
What would
happen if we were attacked? Who would be the ones here to protect us?
First of all, do you really believe that American soldiers would carry through the orders of martial law, knowing it would that their families and wives and daughters and everything else would be taken away?
Huh? I don't think so.
Okay, so therefore, if they're taking all of our troops out of the country, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm just thinking of this. I could be all wet. Then I'm thinking they already got their own private army.
Right.
Okay? And we know that one of the largest civilian so-called military police is DynCorp, which works for the government.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that run the prison, I understand. I don't know.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so who do you think is going to be walking the streets? There's your answer right there. Now, do you think these people are going to care who goes into their prisons?
No.
No. So you know what?
The reason I'm saying all this is what goes around comes around. We pay no attention to what's been going on, and unless we start paying attention to what's going on every day, new in everybody's area, and report it, we're dead meat.
Eddie, please hold on. We'll be right back after this break. Please, folks, listen to what he has to say. It's very mindful that you listen. We'll be right back after.